Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. Relaxing as one can in a hard plastic chair, the emptiness of the sky of anything living was palpable. The sound of a deeply disturbed surf was the only thing that filled the void of silence. Sometimes the intermittent pounding of rain joined the surf in a violent cry, accompanied by explosions of bright lightning underscored with powerful thunder. The immensity of the storm made clear the power that exists in God's creation. Power that we cannot duplicate, nor can we change. As the storm moved on, sitting once again in a hard plastic chair on the semi-covered porch, the greatness of God once again was shown forth as a bit of sun made its way through the clouds, and a flock of pelicans changed the landscape from an empty, dark sky to a sky filled with joyful sound. Leaving the comfort of the plastic chair, Leaving the comfort of the plastic chair, the opportunity presents itself to stand at the edge of the soul-giving ocean and feel the underlying gentleness of God as the water slowly rolled to shore. Eventually, the dark clouds began to disperse more, and sunlight pierced the sky even more. So me and my BFF, for those who don't are over 30 or whatever, for me anyway, means best friend forever. So me and my BFF, Hurricane Debbie, experienced a really different time at the beach. I watched more of the Olympics this past week than I have in my entire life. But there was a certain glory in the week that we had, in the sense that the power of the storm around us and the power of the love within the cottage that we had was really wonderful. In John, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The content of the readings just prior to our readings for today reminds us about Jesus feeding thousands of people with a few loaves and a few fish. These people who were gathered did not fully understand who Jesus was. And those who witnessed and ate the bread that Jesus offered to them seemed to be just kind of an amazing thing that happened. Jesus offered so much to them from so little. Then the disciples witnessed this amazing, powerful event of Jesus coming across the water, and they are amazed. Amazed. So is amazing enough? It didn't seem to be for those who questioned Jesus' claim that he was the bread of life. Being amazed just sort of was, well, that was over there, and this is now, and what is he talking about? Being amazed, to me, sort of implies a one-off happening. But for us experiencing the presence of Jesus in our lives, we must go beyond a one-time experience of amazement. The recipients of bread and fish went from amazement to doubt in 2.2 seconds. The recipients of bread and fish forgot all about that when Jesus was trying to tell them the truth of who he was. Complaining. Complain, complain, complain. Just like their ancestors in the wilderness, they grumbled about not being cared for the way they desired. So as I'm saying this, I invite you to remember how important it is to consider the Old Testament readings and stories as glimmers of understanding or doorways of understanding to some of the events of the New Testament. This is one of those times when the symbolism of bread echoes in a time from the wilderness when the people were complaining and Jesus offered them, God offered them the manna from heaven and affirmed Moses as his holy witness. But it still wasn't enough. And that bread was temporary, perishable. Complain, complain, complain. And today's insight reminds us of that complaining. And they went, like I say, in 2.2 seconds or however many seconds it took from being amazed by Jesus to being questioning, complaining. This, to me, offers a new insight into how we can understand Jesus as the bread of eternal life. The symbol of bread is something that almost anyone can relate to. Bread, it's the essence of life and it sustains the needs of our physical body. Bread was a sign to the travelers in the wilderness of God's sustaining presence, and it was an affirmation of who Moses was. As Jesus broke the bread and filled the multitudes, this was also an offering that demonstrates how God continues to sustain us in our bodily state, and now how God will sustain us in our spiritual state. Truthfully, life is life-giving, but Jesus is eternal life-giving. And it's not surprising that this was difficult for those hearing Jesus' words to comprehend this message. Jesus, the bread of life. It's still difficult today when we try to explain that to someone, what they hear and how they hear it and when they don't get it. As post-resurrection people, we know that it is through Jesus that we find the way to God. So what are the things in our lives that we only experience in a physical giving relationship with Jesus? And by doing that, Jesus, I need this. Jesus, I want that. If you just do this, Jesus, what do we miss? How can we look more deeply at our life experiences and realize how thankful we should be for how we are fed spiritually by those life experiences? It's fairly easy to stand on the shore of the great ocean and be thankful for the creation, to watch the rhythm of the water, the tide coming in and out. It's not so easy to realize and understand the vast amount of beauty and life that exists below the surface. Life exists in calm times as well as in tumultuous times. And Jesus is there with us in that life, in calm times, as well as tumultuous times. The bread that we break is a participation in the body of Christ. The blood, the wine that we drink is a participation with the body, the blood of Christ. The body and Christ, the body and blood of Christ broken for us. This act fulfills his promise of life eternal for us, of victory over death, and that's why celebrating the Eucharist every week is so important. We have to be reminded that the amazement of what Jesus did for us is not a one-off. In the body and blood of Christ at this altar, when we participate in it, it's not a one-off. It's amazement that continues and that leads us to eternal life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. Who believes in me shall not thirst. No one can come to me unless the Father draw him. And I will raise him up, and I will raise him up on the last day. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And he who eats of this bread, he shall live forever. He shall live forever. Jesus compares himself to bread to make himself as necessary as the bread that we eat to sustain life. Jesus, the bread of life, sustains us and restores us every day. Amen.